Love Talk Radio.
Good morning.
I'm Chan, the show's on.
Good morning. This is Senior Giant Speak. And we are live. We are live this morning. I want to say good morning to everyone. And thank you all for allowing us to spend this morning with you. We're glad to be here this morning, and I'm glad to have all my Junior Giant reporters standing by, listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And we just thank you for allowing us to come into your homes and spend some time with you this morning. This is a children's radio show. It's a radio show for children, by children, about children. And we're glad to have everyone aboard this morning. And we're going to go on and get started. Once again, I want to let you know, our listening audience know, that if you want your children or children that are listening, if you want to be a part of Junior Giant Speak, you can contact me at our website or through our website, and that is wix.com/JR_Giants_speak/JGS. And you can also send us an email at JR_Giants_speak@yahoo.com. And I look forward to hearing from you all, so that you can be a part of this growing radio show. And as we're going to go on and get started this morning, we have a lot of things that are scheduled, and we want everyone to relax, our reporters to relax, and to have a good time this morning. Before we get started, I want to tell you a quick little story that has been on my mind, and I wanted to share with you all this morning. I want to encourage you all to go be great, to do great things, and to not be afraid to try new things, because God has created you for greatness, because he created you in his image. So you have to know that you don't have to be afraid to try new things. You don't have to be afraid to ask questions so you can learn the things that you want to know about. I'm reminded of a story of a young boy who one day his mother packed him a lunch, and in his lunch she had only two fish, like sardines, two little fish, and five little biscuits. And he decided to take his lunch and go to the park. And he wanted to go to the park and eat his lunch. And as he was on his way to the park, he noticed that there was a great crowd of people. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And so when he wanted to find out what's going on here in this park, you know, why are all these people? So as he made his way through the crowd, these two men came to him and asked him if they could use his lunch. Now, the little boy was hungry, but, you know, he was a giving person, and he, you know, was wanting to be part of the crowd, and so they took his lunch.
But they took his lunch to Jesus.
They took his lunch to Jesus.
Okay.
They took his lunch to Jesus. And when they got there, after taking the lunch to Jesus, Jesus blessed their lunch. And the lunch was multiplied through the blessing. And through those two little fish, those little sardine fish, and those five biscuits, they were able to feed a multitude of people. The number of people was over 5,000. And so I just want to let you know that you may feel like, because you're a kid, you may not be able to do great things, or you may not be able to accomplish a lot of things because you're so little or because you're young. But I want you to know, even when you're young, you can do great things for God. And that's why he created you. And really, the Lord wants us to have a spirit just like a child. And what that means is he wants us to be all to be open to, willing to try new things, to understand that you were created for greatness because you were great, created in his image. And when we are less than great, when we are less than our best, then we are not giving God good service. And so he wants us to go out and be great. So I just want to encourage you all this morning to go out and do great things and to not be afraid to try things that maybe you've never tried before. And so if you do that, then you'll be able to have greater experiences. Okay? I have background noise. I have background noise. And so I'm asking all my recorders to make sure that you are in a place where it is quiet, because all your sounds are going over the air. Okay? We're going to go ahead and get started. And our first reporter this morning is Miss Grace. Miss Grace, what is your story on today?
Pets.
It's on pets. Do you have a pet?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of pet do you have?
A fish. Well, fishes.
Okay. You have a fish. What's his name?
Ma'am?
What's his name?
I haven't really named him yet.
Okay. Well, why don't you go on and give us your story this morning?
Yes, ma'am. People say that it is easy to take care of a pet like a dog, cat, or fish, but it is not. Taking care of a dog is a lot harder than you think. I don't have experience with it, but I know it takes a lot of work from friends. You have to feed the dog once a day, bathe it every few weeks, and take it out when it has to use the restroom, love it, and get it shots. With the cat, you have to feed it once a day, get it shots, and clean its litter box once a week. I have not had experience with that either, but I know it's hard. One thing that I do have experience with is fish, and even though it seems and looks easy, it is not. You have to clean your tank and feed them once a day. So even though you really want a pet, you're going to have to learn how to nourish it.
Okay, so Grace, what kind of fish do you have?
Goldfish. And my big
sister
has a betta fish.
Oh, okay. Are they in the same tank?
No, the betta will kill the goldfish.
Oh, okay. So you keep him separate, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, do you have any desire to have any other pets?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, pets are good things to have. I have a dog. I think you all met our dog, Luke. And he is quite a character. He has a real personality. But what he really likes is just a lot of love. And so that's one thing that when you have a pet, you got to make sure that you take good care of them and show them a lot of love. And when you love them real good, they respond and they love you right back. Okay? So thank you for your report on pets this morning. And we're going to keep on moving. And our next reporter up is Imaji. Is she here today? Well, we're going to keep on moving. And our next reporter is going to be Simeon. Simeon, are you ready? Okay. We're going to keep on moving. Okay. I just want to encourage you all to keep tuning in. If you have friends that haven't started listening to the show, I see we have some new callers today. I want you to encourage your friends to listen. To also encourage them to be a part of our show. there's going to be a lot of different things that we're going to be doing as the show grows. I was talking to a young woman in California on this week, and she's excited to become part of the Junior Giants. And it seems we have callers in from New York this morning. We have callers from Colorado. And I want to thank you all for listening in. We appreciate your support. And please, we look forward to having our show go into those areas. So please be encouraged to get your programs together or your stories together. If you're doing work, we have some artists that want to exhibit their art pieces on the website. So get prepared to do great things. Our next reporter up this morning is Miss Danielle. Okay, Danielle, are you ready?
Yes.
Well, let's go. What are you reporting on today?
Rockaware.
Rockaware?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is our fashion report for the week. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm and this report is on Rockaware. I was created by Rockefeller Records, co-founders Damon Dash and Daisy. Rockaware has annual sales of $700 million. Rockaware expanded its brand licensing path to develop lines for children, socks and sandals, leather and suede, and fur outerwear, and belts, loungewear, big, tall, head jewelry, and sunglasses, as well as co-branded products with ProKids, State and 2000 allegations of a raccoon dog for two styles of jacket. Where this product a replica of Rockaway stated where this had notified manufacturers it was not the option to be from the store, but also from the brand's website.
Okay, well, thank you, Danielle, for your report. I think we had some reception problems with your phone, but I thank you for the report. So I hear that you are a budding designer. You like to sew, and I heard you were in a fashion show with some of the things that you've made. Who taught you how to sew?
Mine and my school.
Okay. Are you taking sewing classes?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? So what is this something that you would like to do as you get older, design clothes?
No, when I get older, I want to be a veterinarian, but I have a good taste in fashion. That's what everybody said to me.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing some of your fashion on the website. So make sure you get with your mom or your grandmother and see if she can take some pictures of some of the things that you have designed, and we will post those on our website, okay? Okay. We're going to keep on moving. Next up, we have our interview for the music selection. We're grateful for those who are sending us music. We're looking for undiscovered artists. If you already have a CD out and it's blowing up in the city, we don't want you. Who we want are those who are trying to get their music out and would like to have an opportunity for their music to be heard. We would like for you to send us your music. You can send it to our email address, and we will talk with you and get that ready to be late on the show. And we'd also like a chance for our reporters to interview you. So if you have music out there and you're a musician or you're a singer, give us a call or contact us, and we will get your music on the air. Our reporter this morning is Miss Ariel. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Brianna. What's the name of your song?
Hi.
What is the name of your song?
The song I'm presenting to you guys today is called Be You.
What inspired you to write this song?
What inspired me to write this song? It's basically just to tell everyone that I know, and also to myself at the same time, just a reminder to always be yourself, no matter where you are, no matter who you're around, just to be yourself and be who God made you, and that's enough.
How long have you been writing music?
I've been writing music for, just about since I was about 7 years old.
Why do you write gospel music?
I write gospel music because first it's where I, basically where I come from. It's where I was raised on. And also because it's inspirational, and then at the same time you get the free gospel, which is, you know, free. And since I'm a Christian, I believe in God, I love spreading that message.
Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist is actually something a little bit old time. My favorite artist is Tweaky Clark.
Do you have any suggestions for the young people waiting to write music?
Sure. I'd say always express what God's given you and never be afraid, no matter what it sounds like or looks like. And if it's different, the more different it is, the better.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, at this time we're going to play the song Be You.
If no one else
Brianna, that's an outstanding song.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I thank you for your willingness to share your music. And I believe that God is going to really bless you. You do have a unique sound, and it's just very talented. The words are unique. They speak to the kids, and that's a very good message, just to be you. You don't have to try to be anybody else. Just be yourself, because that's who God created you to be. And I keep saying that God created us in his own image. And since we are in the image of God, that gives us great potential and the ability to be great people. We're going to move on, and we will use you again. So I thank you.
It's a blessing to be a part of it. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We're going to move on. I want to see if my book reviewer, if my movie reviewer is on the line. Imachi, are you there? Is Machu there? I have background noise. We're going to keep on going. Our next reporter is going to be Miss Faith. And Miss Faith is coming to us with her book review. Faith, what's the name of your book? Faith, what's the name of your book?
Smile.
Okay, the name of your book is Smile?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, you go right ahead with your report.
Okay. The name of my book is named Smile. The author of it is Raina Telemeyer. The main character of the book is Raina. The other characters are her mom, her brother Will, her sister Amara, her friends Kelly, Jenny, Emily, Kayla, Nicole, Karen, and Melissa, and her doctors, Dr. Golden and Dr. Dragomi. This book is about how Raina's middle and high school year is changed by one fall and made one tooth fall out and the other push up in her gums. It made it even harder when her friends didn't know what was really going on.
Okay, what happened if she had a fall?
What happened?
Well, I mean, how did she fall?
Well, her and her friends were running to her porch, and she grabbed her friend by the jacket, and she tripped and fell on concrete.
Okay, so she fell and lost one of her teeth?
Yeah, but they put it back in.
Okay. Did she have to walk around without her teeth at all?
Sometimes. But the problem was she like messed up her gums too. So it made her front teeth go up farther. So it made her look kind of like a vampire. So it took them a really long time to get her other teeth to pull together to make her two front teeth. So they had to give her, first they gave her treatment to see if her two front teeth that got, that came out, would pull back down, but they wouldn't. So they gave her braces and they gave her two fake teeth and, They pulled her braces together every like week. They would like tighten her braces so the other teeth would pull together so they would make her mouth look normal again. And that took it a really long time.
Did anybody make fun of her when she lost her teeth?
Yeah. Her friend, Jenny, used to make fun of her all the time. She used to call her a vampire.
Okay. So why did you like this book?
Because, it was kind of similar to me, because that's kind of what happened to me, but without all the treatment, it took less pain.
Okay. Well, we thank you this morning for your story.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to other stories. Are you someone that really enjoys reading?
Ma'am.
Do you enjoy reading?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing from you again, and I thank you for your report this morning. I hear you're going to try out the basketball this morning.
That's my sister, Grace.
Oh, she's going to try out for basketball?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, and I thank you for your report. All right?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. And we're going to see if Simeon is on the line. Simeon, are you there? Do I have Simeon? Okay. Well, we're going to keep moving. We're adding a new section to our show this week. It's a health and awareness, and I've been reading on the program that Ms. Obama has, where she is encouraging her children to be healthy. And so I decided that sounds like something good, something that we need to really be involved in, and because it's important for our children to learn, for you guys to learn healthy habits while you're young, so that when you get to be around my age, not like I'm old, but when you get to be a little older, you're in good health. So I want to thank those of you who are listening in. We do have our reporter this morning that's going to do a special report today. Is Ariana there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how are you this morning?
Good.
You're good? Tell us, what are you going to be reporting on?
Sickle cell disease.
You're going to, on what now?
Sickle cell disease.
Okay. Are you ready? Go right ahead.
Okay. My story is sickle cell disease is an inherited disorder in which red blood cells are in normal shape. This can recall and result of painful episodes, serious infections, chemical anemia, and dangerous bodies. Some people with sickle cell are relatively healthy, and others are hospitalized frequently. Some people who inherited the sickle cell gene from parents have SS sickle cell, also called sickle cell anemia. In the United States, hemoglobin SS disease affects mostly African Americans. However, forms of sickle cell disease occur in people with different backgrounds, like ancestors that came from Mediterranean countries, Eastern India, or Middle Eastern countries. The types of sickle cells are sickle cell anemia, sickle cell hemoglobin, sickle cell beta thymus, sickle cell hemoglobin D, sickle cell hemoglobin O, sickle cell beta plus thymosol, sickle cell beta zero thymosol. And sickle cell traits, AS, is not a type of sickle cell, but parents that have a trait or have more than three children have a 25% chance of one or four children having sickle cell. And it's easy to have a test to know if you do have sickle cell or if you have the trait.
Okay. So I understand that you have sickle cell. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
But God is really blessing you. You're in good health and things are going well with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about this forum that you went to not too long ago. That was on sickle cell. Tell me about that.
Well, they taught the parents about what things can happen when you have sickle cell. Like, since I have sickle cell, I always have like chest pains, and there's a condition to my sickle cell that I have. It's called pica.
Okay.
Like, my mom and dad are praying for me so I can get healed of this.
Okay, do you believe that God can heal you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so when did you do it at this conference?
Well, they took the children, and we talked about how the red blood cells are sticky and hard, and they can clog your blood veins and creates of the result of painful episodes, like pain.
So is there anything you can do to help yourself stay healthy?
Yeah, well, I think this medicine is called hydroxyurea, and they used to only give it to parents because they thought it was too much for children. But now they give it to children because it helps them for pain sometimes, it helps them for not getting sick from bacteria, because people with sickle cell are affected with bacteria more.
Okay. Well, we're going to be praying right along with your parents that God will heal you, because I know that God is a healer. And so when you're completely healed, I think when we talked the other night, you were telling me that God is healing you from sickle cell. And so we're going to continue to pray for you, okay?
Okay.
And I thank you for your report, and I thank you for sharing about your own sickle cell. And to those of you who are listening, I want to encourage you all to do the things that are going to keep you healthy. Good exercise, eating correctly. It's easier to start doing it now than to have to learn to do it later on in your life. And it's just good to be healthy. You can get more done when you're in good health. And so I thank you. That was a good report. You did well.
Thank you.
As we move along this morning, we're going to go on to our topic for the week. We try to do a topic every week that we're on. These topics are the topics that when we had our think tank, the children selected, and they thought that these would be interesting things for them to do a story on. Our topic this morning is going to be the influence of electronics. And our reporter this morning is going to be Austin. And I want to thank Austin for being a part of Junior Giants. He wasn't able to be a part long because Junior Giants is for children between the ages of 7 and 12. And Austin, I believe you had a birthday this week.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
And how old did you turn this week?
I turned 13.
Okay, so you are now a teenager, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so to our listening audience, once you turn 13, you're welcome to listen to Junior Giants and make suggestions, but after that, then you're going to go on into the teenage world. But we thank Austin. He's been with us and been a part of the think tanks, and so we wanted Austin to have his turn to be able to do a report and to share on the radio. And so he's going to be doing his report now on our topic of the week. Go ahead, Austin.
How electronics affect today's society. Electronics works in various ways. It depends on how people use them. Electronics include cell phones, iPods, and game systems. Electronics help me to do homework, play games, and to listen to music on my iPod. Some kids get obsessed over certain electronics, and some people use electronics to help them locate various types of information, such as websites, TV channels, and computers. One danger of electronics is that certain children use them in the wrong way. Electronics help supply light in homes. Using electronics can be positive for people who need them. Electronics helps in new car systems. They also help work traffic and helps radio towers get signals. People waste electricity by not turning off the lamps. Electronics can be stored in packages and can be placed in stores so that everybody can have access to them. Electronics can be used for an online textbook for kids to do homework and helps them get organized and access information quickly. Students can also communicate with their teachers outside of class. You never have to miss an assignment anymore.
Okay. Thank you for your report. So Austin, is in the school that you go to, are your textbooks online?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
You're in the seventh grade. So do you miss using regular books?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So like you said that you don't have to miss an assignment, so even when you're sick now, you can get your homework assignment and just do it online, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you turn your homework in online, or do you have to turn it in class?
We turn it in class.
Okay. And so do you work on the computers a lot? Are you a whiz on the computer?
I work on the computer sometimes. But not
sometimes? What do you like about it?
Well, it really helps me to find what I'm missing and to locate like some definitions, some keywords, and about certain types.
Okay. Well, thank you, Austin, for your report. And a belated happy birthday. And we look forward to talking to you in the future. You can give us suggestions. If you have anything that you might feel is good for us to report on, you can let us know, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Like I said, Austin has turned 13 on this week, and so that takes him out of the realm of junior giants, but this is a great young man, and I believe he's going to be going on to do great things. We're getting ready to go on to our next reporter, but I want to take a moment. I'm getting callers and losing callers, and so I want to let you know to look for our next show. It'll be on this month, October 15th, and same time at 11 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio, and we want everyone to feel free to get your stories in. We have deadlines for stories to be in, and that's the Wednesday before the show. So we want everyone to get their stories prepared. You can call me, or you can talk with me, or you can contact me over the Internet. The address is, the website is wix.com/junior_giants_speak/JGS. And you can also send me an email, and the email account is junior_giants_speak@yahoo.com. We're going to our next reporter this morning. Hello, Miss Jasmine. I'm sorry. Hello, Miss Jasmine.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. And tell us what you're reporting on this morning.
I am reporting on the effects of social media.
The effects of social media. What is social media exactly?
Social media is really just like all of the things that you can use to interact with other people in the world.
Okay. All right. So go on with your report.
Social media affects the life of a lot of people, young and old. It can also affect households. The reason for that has to do a lot with modern-day technology. Cell phones, iPod touches, and iPads all have something to do with social media because you are able to use them and get on sites such as Facebook, MySpace, Tag, Twitter, and etc. You are walking around with them and focusing more on the hottest new color rather than your studies. It's impossible to determine exactly how many people have Facebook accounts as there are many people who create multiple alternate accounts. However, there are over 400 million accounts, 110 million of which were created in the United States as of 2010, shown in statistics as of March 2008. The total number of Twitter users are over 1 million. The total active Twitter users per week are 200,000. There are 3 million Twitter messages sent per day. As of January 2008, MySpace has had 1,010 million active users monthly. The total number of users on Tag is currently untallied. The point in which I'm trying to make is that social media can affect you in different kinds of ways. It can affect violence in children, there's antisocial behavior, and many children are molested because of relationships they have formed over the net. According to Dr. Larry D. Rosen of California State University, social media can make your child a serial learner, but it is also associated with a host of psychological disorders such as narcissism. One of his other studies reported children who use social media have lower grades. As I mentioned in the beginning, there are a lot of different forms of social media. Magazines, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Tag, Yahoo, AIM, Gmail, and etc. are all types of social media, and they are all around you. Everyone participates in some form of social media. The question in which we fail to ask ourselves is, which type of social media do we participate in?
Okay. That was excellent.
Thank you.
What social media are you involved in?
Well, I do participate in Facebook, Yahoo, and Gmail, but me and my mom have made certain stipulations in which are that she has to be my friend on all of those sites and she has to be able to see what I'm posting.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. So your story and Austin's went well together because he talked about the electronics because we are going into an entire new age with the electronics because when I was growing up, the cell phone was a huge, you could never put it in your purse because it was too big. And there was just so much you couldn't do. And now you can talk to people across the world in a matter of seconds. So, do you have a lot of, on your Facebook, who are you talking to? What kind of things do you talk about on your Facebook?
Well, on my Facebook, it's pretty much things like, well, tomorrow I'm going to a skate rink or, like, I'm going to a birthday party or something. I don't really, like, post things directly to people because that causes a lot of problems.
Okay. Do you know anybody or have you been a victim of the cyberbullying that they do online?
Yes, I actually have been a victim of cyberbullying because when I was in second grade, the girls were passing around an email about me talking about how, well, being the fact that I got my glasses, now I look like a nerd and I have four eyes.
Okay. And so what did you do about that?
Well, I just told my mom, and my mom went to the school and dealt with it.
Okay. And so that is one of the things that we have to be aware of. Our parents are looking out for us, and you guys have to be aware that there are people out there that will hurt you. And there's probably a nicer way to say that, but I just want you to understand that there are people out there that will hurt you and that they're more concerned with what they want to do than your safety. So if you are being a part of the Twitter, if you're Twittering, if you are on Facebook, MySpace, any of those things, you need to be careful not to give out your personal information. If they're not your friend, you don't need them on your site. You can't let everyone be your friend, even though you may know them, so you have to be very selective. And so I want to encourage you to keep yourself safe. Do the things that are going to keep you safe because you don't want anything to happen to you because you were on these sites because there's a lot of things as children that you don't know could happen. People are maybe dishonest or just hurtful towards you, and that's their intent. And so you have to be careful. Everybody that gets on your Facebook or is not going to be saying things that are kind about you. So you need to be careful and keep your parents posted about what's going on with you. When you keep secrets, if you ever have to keep secrets, then you know what you're doing is wrong. And so keep yourself safe and keep your parents aware of what's going on. Jasmine, do you you say you're on Facebook? What else do you do?
I have a Facebook, a Twitter, a Yahoo, and a Gmail.
Okay. And so how many friends do you have on Facebook?
On Facebook, I have 369 friends.
Now, how many of them friends do you really know?
All of them.
You know all of them? So are these people that
you... I don't accept people as my friend if I don't know them personally.
Okay, so is it family also included on there?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. You did a good job on your report, and I just want to encourage you all again. Electronics can be used for great things. The new technology, for one thing, this radio show, if it weren't for computers and telephones, we wouldn't be able to do this. But so that just lets you know that there are things that you can do that are productive, that can take you to a lot of places, and I encourage you to get involved in those things. But I want you to be careful. Again, I want to tell you that because there's a lot of things that can be harmful, and when you don't know what they are, that means that other person has an advantage over you, and so you just have to be careful and just keep yourself safe. And anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, you need to make sure that you let your parents know what's going on because it's your parents' job to protect you and to keep you safe. So I want to encourage you to enjoy the things that are on the web that are appropriate for you. Stay in the sites, and I'm sure parents have safety precautions on their computer for the sites that you can go to. And you should be wanting to fill your mind with things that are positive and things that are going to be uplifting to you. Jasmine, I know that in the future you're going to be getting ready to go to Washington. Tell me why you're going to Washington.
I'm going to Washington to witness the King Memorial actually being revealed.
Okay. And how were you selected?
Well, actually, I was selected, well, personally, I was selected because I was the new Junior Beta Club member, and my principal just actually came up to me and said, Jasmine, would you like to go on the trip? Because I feel like you're a very responsible person.
Okay. So tell me what you already know about the King Memorial. I know you were preparing to go before, but it was canceled.
Yes. It's going to be scheduled to the 14th, but I do know that the King Memorial, well, we've actually been sitting and studying a lot of the works of Dr. Martin Luther King and, like, studying all of his speeches, like the I Have a Dream speech, the Drum Major Instinct, or, like, I've Been to the Mountaintop speech.
Which one of those do you like the best?
Well, I like the Drum Major Instinct.
Why?
Well, it's just, like, my favorite part of that speech is, well, yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, then say that I was a drum major for justice and for iniquity and for justice, pretty much.
Okay.
I just fell in love with that part.
Why?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. So are you? Do you consider yourself a drum major?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
No.
Do you speak?
I'm not really good at leading people.
Okay. Well, that's something that you can build on, okay? Because clearly you are a leader because, for one thing, you're on the show, and that's what I select are young people who show leadership potential. So you might want to think about how you can build upon being a leader, and that goes for all the listeners. It's okay to be a follower, but sometimes God gives you ideas and gives you things for you to do because he's put that greatness in you. And I keep saying that this morning because I want you all to understand that God did create you to be great. And so if there's something that anything that you want to do, all you have to do is ask God to show you how to do it, and he will provide a way for you to learn how to do it. And so, Jazz, you may not think you're a great leader now, but please know that you have the potential for greatness. And look for areas to be great in. And so I want to congratulate you on being selected for the trip. You said it's on the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. So when you go on your trip, we're going to be looking forward to hearing from you, and we're going to post that. The information that you were selected is already on the website, and we look forward to seeing your pictures, and we'll get a full report from you when you come back. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We're drawing down in our time. I want to thank you again for allowing us to be with you this morning. I know that it's for some parents it's a sacrifice to give me this hour or to listen for this hour, but I thank you for your time. I don't want you to think it's taken for granted. I want to thank the parents and the grandparents who helped their children prepare their stories. I thank the children that have the initiative to just do it for yourself, because I know that there were some of you all, you just really wanted to do your story and do your best job at it, and I appreciate that. And so I want to give you the contact information again. The contact information is you can reach us over the Internet, and then you can go to our website. All the information about the show is on the website. The website address is wix.com/junior_giants_speak/JGS. And everything that you need to know about being a part of the show is on the website. Before the children can participate, you must have your parents fill out a permission slip. And you can do that on the website, and it will be emailed to me immediately. At that point, then, we will get in and make sure that you have an opportunity to do a story. We are also looking for musicians, singers, and even artists, because I've found a couple of children who like to do the spoken word. And if that's something that you're interested in, please contact us. And we'd love to put your poetry or your product or whatever you want to do. We'd be happy to put that on the Internet and share that with the world and share it with other junior giants. And when you do great things, that encourages other children to do great things. If they see it just works better coming from another child or from their peer. So that's why I want to encourage you all this morning. Don't be afraid to be great. You don't have to be like everybody else. How boring a world it would be if we were all the same. And so God created you uniquely you. And I really want to thank Ariana for sharing about her sickle cell. That is a great testimony, because when God heals her, she's going to be able to tell the world how she knows God, and she knows him as a healer. So those of you who are listening, I want you to be praying along with her parents and with her for her healing. And we're going to see what God is going to do, because God wants to use you children and in a great way. We're going to take over the world. I keep saying that. The children are going to take over the world. And when they take it over, I believe it's going to be a much better place. So we want to thank you all for listening this morning. Our next show will be on October 15th at 11 o'clock. And I want to prepare you for some upcoming events. We're going to be doing some special things for the holidays. And so those of you who want to participate, please get in touch with us. We do have an upcoming think tank at the end of October. And if you want to be a part of that, we encourage you to do so. we're going to leave our show this morning with our musical selection from Miss Brianna. There is a question that I want to ask before we go to our musical selection, and I want to challenge our listeners, and I want to challenge the Junior Giant reporters. I'm going to give you a question, and the first one to email me at the email address with the answer to the question, you will be treated to a gift certificate at Chick-fil-A. And that's why it's always good to stay to the end of the show, because you never know what we're going to have. And as the show goes on, we're going to have more incentives and prizes and things like that to encourage you to do your best and to reward you for the great job that you're doing. And so the question that I have, if someone needs to email me the answer, I want you to tell me the names of the 12 disciples. There were 12 of them. So if you could do that, if you can tell me the name of all 12, I want you to email me. And that email address is jr_giant_speak@yahoo.com. And we thank you this week for listening to us, and thank you for sharing your time. We're going to go out of here this morning with our musical selection. It's entitled Be You from Miss Brianna. You all be blessed. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name. Amen.